Greetings to all of you from me.
That modest gentleman is the inventor Bob Moog. He revolutionized pop music when he created one of the first electronic music synthesizers back in the 1960s. There it is. That's the Moog modular. Eventually, it just became the Moog. The instrument began as a small keyboard perched in front of a wall of knobs and tangled chords. Since then, the Moog's structure and its sound have evolved. A new documentary called Moog looks at the instrument and the inventor's legacy. Day-to-Day producer Christopher Johnson has this report.
Above everything else, Bob Moog is a geek. Just ask Hans Fjellestad.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, he's the uber geek, man.
And Fjellestad should know. He's just made a documentary about Moog and his legendary synthesizer. The film describes Moog packing lecture halls with thousands of admirers. He speaks at music festivals named after him. Still, Fjellestad is intrigued by the way Bob Moog avoids celebrity.
He kind of defers that limelight attention when it gets to him as well. I mean, he's not very comfortable in that space, but he also loves to be in the service of others.
Moog realized early on that he preferred inventing instruments to playing them. Not that he didn't make an effort. As a boy, Bob Moog's mother tried to teach her son piano, but Moog was drawn more to science labs than to recital halls. By the mid-1960s, Moog was earning his Ph.D. in engineering. At the same time, he developed a device that would push hard against the bounds of what a lot of artists thought real music could be. Bob Moog.
It's very easy these days to have an electronic instrument make a sound like wow type sound. When these sorts of sounds were first being heard by the general public, it was the same sort of reaction that we think of primitive cultures having, that a photographer might steal your spirit.
Not every artist was so superstitious. The Moog sound captivated some big-name rock musicians like Keith Emerson, who lugged the huge machines with him on tour. Those artists stunned audiences with far-out space jam solos. By the 1970s, the Moog had graduated from sorcery to success. Moog's next challenge was to make a smaller, more portable version of his instrument. He did that, and appropriately named it the Mini Moog. Filmmaker Hans Fjellestad is most impressed by Moog's constant willingness to adapt his invention to the evolving needs of its users.
Bob has a special knack for collaborating with musicians and understanding what they have to say and what their needs might be and the kinds of things that they might want to do to express themselves musically.
That's an ethic Moog carries into all his collaborations, until today. But Moog's most lasting legacy might not be in those personal contacts as much as in his machines themselves.
I suppose my instruments do retain some sort of a memory of me. The circuit diagram is a record that I made, so I guess, in that sense, it's certainly a memory.
The film Moog opens today in New York and in Seattle. It'll be in theaters across the U.S. this fall and winter. For Day to Day, I'm Christopher Johnson.